We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, courageous viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Astro Television is available in the following 74 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, Channel 40 in Limbe and Environ on Sietsat, Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV, Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service or MNS, and Channel 23 in Kumba on Siat Kumba.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogota, Colombia, in Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, in Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor, in Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Lictemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SA.
In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. and in Provincia Maria Trinidad Sanchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Vision. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Daumoa SA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshen Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Douliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheng Township on Beigang Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Khimor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzarh in Khanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khutur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunchin City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Singapore pledges to increase funding for the Malay language. In animal news, Dodo, a beautiful canine from Mauritius, finds a happy home in the United Kingdom. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 20th, is the Independence Day of Colombia, commemorating the declaration of its autonomy in 1810. Situated in northern South America, Colombia is rich in history and culture. Its gold museum in the capital city of Bogota houses the world's largest collection of worked gold with extraordinary examples of indigenous pieces. San Agustin Archaeological Park, a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site, has South America's most extensive group of religious monuments and megalithic sculptures. Its 500 immense stone statues reflect the creativity and beliefs of the Northern Andean community who lived there during the 1st to 8th century. Another UNESCO World Heritage Site is Colombia's Malpelo Fauna and Flora Sanctuary. It is the vastest no-fishing zone in the eastern tropical Pacific. Colombia also has the most cable stations broadcasting Supreme Master Television in the Americas. Thank you, Colombia, and happy Independence Day in God's abundant blessing and protection.
Flying news. Flash flood wreaks havoc in Kentucky, USA. A thunderstorm bringing heavy rainfall and high winds starting at 4 p.m. on Saturday afternoon, July 17th, resulted in flash floods by 1 a.m. Sunday in Pike County, with rising waters leading to two deaths overnight. Overall, as many as 10,000 people were affected, as some 200 homes were damaged or destroyed, with roads and bridges left in need of serious repair. Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear declared a state of emergency while crews aided residents in numerous rescues and evacuations. Thousands of people lost power and around 4,000 residents also were without water. Distribution centers have been set up in several places to make water, food, clothing, and other necessities available to those in need. Governor Beshear and all rescue personnel, we are grateful for your care and actions to provide safety and comfort to the storm affected. Our prayers that such severe weather patterns are eased through humanity's increased care for our planet.
Deadly cold snap grips Latin America. In the midst of the southern hemisphere's winter season, an extreme Antarctic cold front has been moving north through Argentina, Uruguay, Chile, Bolivia, Brazil's Amazon region, Paraguay, and southern Peru. The rare high-pressure system brought snow to Buenos Aires, Argentina for the first time in 89 years and has caused a total of 9 deaths, mainly among the vulnerable homeless. However, cold-related fatalities have also been reported in Uruguay, Paraguay, and Bolivia. In an attempt to provide enough heat for the public, Argentina has placed restrictions on natural gas use in industry and increased electricity imports from Brazil, while Bolivia has canceled school until July 21st to help ensure children's safety. We are thankful for the efforts of the Argentine and other governments to ensure the well-being of the cold-stricken residents. It saddens us to know of the lives lost, and we send our prayers for the soon restored equilibrium of the affected families, and that such disquieting situations are relieved by our concerted efforts to live in greater harmony with nature.
Families rendered homeless in Mauritania floods. Floods set off by torrential rains last Thursday swept through parts of Guidimaca province, displacing approximately 147 families as homes were destroyed. The floods affected the villages of Ulu Mboni, Dar Salaam, Magama, and Mbaut, where 26 families lost their homes and have been relocated temporarily to schools by government departments. The region's governor and several officials visited the afflicted to assess the situation and ensure food security. Meanwhile, the administration has recommended that residents leave flooded areas pending the organization of longer-term repairs. Our appreciation, all Mauritanian officials and personnel, for your concerned initiatives. Wishing the storm-stricken people a smooth return to the stability of their day-to-day lives, and that such calamities are curbed through our kinder regard for the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
United Nations aids countries in need. The United Nations Central Emergency Response Fund, or CERF, is allocating $41 million in donations to 9 countries for humanitarian projects that assist in improving and stabilizing lives. Funds of $8 million each are being distributed to the African countries of Chad and the Democratic Republic of Congo, while $7 million is going to Yemen, $5 million to North Korea, $2 million for Nepal, and $3 million each for the Central African Republic, Djibouti, and Eritrea. The monies are being allocated through local agencies to projects intended to help restore self-sufficiency to residents following natural disaster or conflict. Heaven bless United Nations for your thoughtful assistance to the vulnerable. May such meaningful care uplift the quality of life for many across the globe.
Honors to North American veg-friendly cities. Observing an ongoing trend that reflects choices in favor of the personal and planetary benefits of meat-free eating, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, has announced North America's most vegetarian and vegan-friendly cities in 2010. By assessing the number of vegetarian and vegan restaurants in small and large cities, along with feedback received on these dining spots, PETA arrived at a final award ranking, with top honors in the large city category going to Washington, D.C. The nation's capital boasts such distinguished plant-based eateries as the Sticky Fingers Bakery, also voted Best Bakery by Washington City Paper Readers, as well as Java Green, featuring all organic fair trade ingredients and wind power purchased to offset its already small carbon footprint.
Portland, Oregon was ranked a close second with its myriad vegan eateries, including Papa G's Vegan Organic Deli, Red and Black Cafe, and Blossoming Lotus. Also among the top 10 large veg-friendly cities were Albuquerque, New Mexico, Atlanta, Georgia, Seattle, Washington, San Francisco and Los Angeles, California, New York City, New York, and the Canadian cities of Vancouver and Toronto. PETA Executive Vice President Tracy Ryman described the decision-making process as enjoyably challenging, saying, "There are so many delicious and healthy food options available now that are earth and animal friendly. Just ranking the vegetarian and vegan friendly cities has become a tough call."
We join People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals in gladness to see the abundance of compassionate and delectable veg eateries flourishing across North America. May these top-notch cities and many more herald an era of healthy, sustainable, and kind living for all.
Champion boxer Mike Tyson going strong on veganism. In a recent interview with the US-based Details magazine, the former heavyweight boxing champion spoke about the life-changing experiences of switching to the plant-based diet. He said, "It's been 8 months with this vegan stuff, but I still get these explosions of energy. I don't know how long they last, but they're like explosions. So powerful," he added. "I ate the tiniest piece of meat, and I woke up violently sick. It was vicious pain. I was throwing up, and I realized meat's become a poison for me now." In the interview with journalist Ivan Solotaroff, Mr. Tyson went on to speak of wanting to prioritize in such values as humility and selflessness, saying that he now feels the most free of any time in his life. Bravo, mighty vegan Mike Tyson! We are glad to know of the peaceful freedom in life that has come with your compassionate steps on the planet. Wishing you ever more happiness and well-being as your exemplary actions light the way for many others.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on Some Aspects of Health and Healings.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat. Because of the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Sitigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities. Because such killing and slaughtering committed or such worship performed or such sacrifice offered would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious, thus delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Sitigarbha Sutra. Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adi Lila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him, involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Moon Bears Freed from Bile Farm. A 3-year campaign sponsored by the Animals Asia Foundation has resulted in the rescue of 5 endangered Asian black bears, also known as moon bears, from a bile farm, Noalak or Vietnam. The cooperation of the Olaxis or Vietnamese Central Forest Protection Department and the nation's environmental police, who assisted in the initial investigation and sent several dozen officials to the rescue operation, also helped ensure its success. According to Animals Asia founder and CEO Jill Robinson, the bears had been kept in small cages and tortured regularly to have their bile fluid extracted, a process that brings extremely adverse consequences to the animals in producing a so-called health substance for humans.
In Vietnam, 4,000 bears are still milked for their bile in the country. Some of them every single week. They use a 6-inch spinal needle, which they put into the abdomen and into the gallbladder, and they will then take out the needle, lick the needle to determine whether they have found the bile in the gallbladder, and then they will put the needle back into the same place, extract the bile. So this multiple stabbing with a needle into the bear's abdomen and gallbladder must be causing bile leakage, which is very detrimental to the bears, causes massive infection. And also what we're finding is that they are using illegal drugs to anaesthetize these bears. We need much, much more support behind us. We've seen great help from the Vietnam government, but we need much, much more.
In the recent rescue, the five bears were safely transported to the Animals Asia Moon Bear Rescue Center in Tam Dao National Park. However, Ms. Robinson commented on their conditions of poor health, which are typical across the industry. Some of the bears display signs of malnutrition, while others are physically and psychologically compromised, with one missing a front limb, and others with head scars, broken teeth, and severely cracked paws. All will need their damaged gallbladders removed.
For her many years of dedicated efforts to save the moon bears, Supreme Master Ching Hai had honored Ms. Robinson with the Shining World Compassion Award. Meanwhile, Animals Asia supporters, government officials, and non-governmental agencies have appealed for the release of all bears being trapped and tormented on bile farms.
There are over 10,000 highly endangered moon bears being kept in tiny cages like this across Asia. These gentle creatures are milked for their bile because it is believed to be a health tonic. It's a cruel and unnecessary practice when there are over 50 natural and man-made alternatives that deliver exactly the same healing effect.
We are relieved to hear of the great news for these five rescued moon bears. Our sincere thanks, Ms. Robinson, Animals Asia, and global supporters for your united endeavors to end this needless suffering.
May the day come soon that all innocent animal friends are regarded with protection, respect, and love. Save our planet. Nitrous oxide and methane emissions recalculated. Although CO2 emissions are typically believed to be the primary source of global warming, a study conducted by Dutch government researcher Dr. Petra Kroon has found that non-CO2 emissions, specifically those from methane and nitrous oxide, have in fact been underestimated due to inaccurate measuring methods. By devising an innovative technique to measure the emission of these gases, Dr. Kroon, who is conducting research on behalf of the Netherlands Energy Research Center and Delft University of Technology, was able to calculate their contributions more accurately. She found that the previous methods used by the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change for measuring these gases would account in the Netherlands for 14% of overall greenhouse gas emissions and 23% globally.
However, Dr. Kroon's newly available technology and methods that allowed measurements across several hectares continuously yielded vastly different measurements, which were also calculated with a much higher degree of certainty. Using this technique, Dr. Kroon found, for example, that 70% of annual greenhouse gas emissions in a peat pasture area used for intensive dairy farming were attributed to methane and nitrous oxide. Nitrous oxide and methane are known to be linked to agriculture, with the methane mostly released from cattle and nitrous oxide emitted primarily by their manure as well as fertilizers. These two gases are also known to have a much higher global warming potential than CO2, which could change other calculations considerably.
Our appreciation, Dr. Kroon, the Netherlands, and Delft University of Technology for this insightful research. May individuals and governments alike quickly adopt more sustainable ways, such as organic vegan farming, to cool and restore our planetary balance.
During a November 2009 video conference in the United States, Supreme Master Ching Hai discussed research findings that also confirmed the significance of nitrous oxide and methane and their main source in animal agriculture.
Now, the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization reported that livestock raising is the single largest human use of land, the biggest source of water pollution, the number one cause of biodiversity loss, and the top producer of human-caused methane and nitrous oxide. Furthermore, NASA announced that methane actually contributes much more to global warming than previously understood, and it traps 100 times the atmospheric heat over 20 years. And the largest source of methane is, you know, livestock. There is an advantage of time here because one aspect of methane is that it dissipates in around 12 years' time, whereas carbon dioxide, CO2, stays in the atmosphere for up to thousands of years. So we remove the livestock-generated methane and the planet cools fast. I'm positive we will do it. Yes? We can make it. Just a little change. Just a little change. Just a little piece of animal meat. Change to vegetable protein.
Save our planet. The U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration reports that this past June's combined average global land and ocean temperatures were the hottest ever recorded on Earth.
Save our planet. In Afghanistan, Governor Karamuddin Karam of Panjshir Province, together with a U.S.-led provincial reconstruction team, discuss a reforestation project to plant 35,000 new trees by the end of the year.
Save our planet. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, launches a nationwide We're for Water campaign, encouraging citizens to adopt more efficient behaviors that save both water and money.
Warning news. Singapore's Agri-Food and Veterinary Authority suspends the sale of a local farm's eggs after they were found to contain the antibiotic doxycycline, which is not permitted for human consumption in that form.
If you need a safe space in your living area, a futon might be a good idea. This piece of furniture serves a couch during the day and a bed at night. They are often less expensive than sofas. There are shops that specialize in futons, and many furniture stores carry them. You can also look online. Thank you for your attention. And thanks for being veg, going green to save the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
And the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association News from Mongolia. Spring exhibition of Book World 2010 was held in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar. Publishers, printing companies, authors, and bookshops participated in this three-day popular event, which offered books at discount prices. At our association members' booth, Supreme Master Qinghai's books were featured, including I Have Come to Take You Home, The Key of Immediate Enlightenment, Secrets to Effortless Spiritual Practice,
and the number one international bestseller, The Birds in My Life.
비 은혜들이 있네. 쇼 문제 힘들게 되게 요 너무 벌써 잡지마 되게 내가 왔다고 다 되는 속도 되게 세는 뭐가 임비데 아치지 나타 이 모양도 이임 세한 너무 이게 요 아치신도 바이트 와가 마.
아따 이 너무 이게 후대 잡자 다니 아치 고치너 이런 히르스틱 때 봐 하트게 잡자.
그것도 미니 아치 고치너 밑에 좀 바이르스 놀다 인친.
Our association members also shared SOS flyers with attendees at the gathering. Many thanks organizers and sponsors of Book World 2010. We all have the opportunity to be enthralled by the wonderful world of uplifting books.
In good governance news, Singapore pledges to increase funding for the Malay language. The government will donate more than $108,000 during 2010 to the Malay Language Council under the stipulation that the council itself is able to raise approximately $21,000. This would be a 50% boost from 2009. Training language instructors and holding drama and poetry workshops in the Malay language are some of the ways the contribution will be utilized. Our sincere thankfulness, Singapore, for your support. Also, best wishes, Malay Language Council, in sharing your precious language with many eager co-citizens, with heaven's blessings. Up next on Noteworthy News, a United Kingdom couple rescues a canine while holidaying abroad. We'll say a silent prayer for peace and joy in the world. Be right back. More inspirational news when we return, here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, commendable news for a praiseworthy world. In animal news, Dodo the canine is welcomed home. Steve and Carol Byers of the United Kingdom found Dodo, a homeless dog, on a beach while on a vacation in Mauritius. Concerned about her condition, they fed her and made sure she was cared for locally. They then arranged for Dodo to be transported to Scotland to join their family, which already included two canine companions. Though the expenses involved in rescuing Dodo came to more than $6,000, Mrs. Byers said, "She is well worth it. Bravo, Steve and Carol Byers. God bless your loving concern and action. We wish you much luck and happiness, Dodo, in your new home surrounded by your cherished family, human and canine alike."
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled The Examination.
A doctor began his examination of an elderly man by asking him what brought him to the hospital. The old man looked surprised and said, "Why, it was an ambulance."
And now for our viewers' heartline on the welcoming culture of Afghanistan on Enlightening Entertainment.
I am very grateful for this show about the beautiful, peaceful culture of the Afghan people. It is all about honoring the wisdom of the elders and viewing others as part of the family. We will much benefit from knowing more about the Afghan way of life. I send much love and blessings and hope to visit an Afghan family one day, or visit Afghanistan. Dana from Canada.
Warm-hearted Dana, your insightful comment is much appreciated. In keeping with Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving instructions of introducing the splendid cultures of the world, we are very happy to present wonderful aspects of Afghanistan. It would certainly be a blessing to visit this beautiful land and people. May celestial light shine on you and your kind co-citizens of Canada.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May divine love illuminate your heart and elevate your soul. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
During her visit to Pakistan, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton meets with her Pakistani counterpart, Shah Mahmood Qureshi, to discuss improving cooperation in several areas including health, energy, agriculture, and education.
British novelist and former politician Lord Peter Archer donates $1.5 million to help to build a first children's hospital in England's East Anglia.
Influential Iraqi Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr meets with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad for talks regarding governmental developments in Iraq.
The Indian state of Mizoram designates anti-tobacco teams to help ensure public health by overseeing compliance with a smoking ban in public areas.
International Animal Rescue and Protection Organization in Defense of Animals rescues 55 long-tailed macaque monkeys from a chemical testing facility in New Jersey, USA, and is arranging for their transport to several primate sanctuaries across the U.S.
For their caring and life-protecting deed, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring In Defense of Animals with the Shining World Hero Award, along with $10,000 to further their work. Pakistani Prime Minister Syed Yusuf Reza Gilani reaffirms his nation's wish to resolve any outstanding issues with neighboring India through dialogue and improve relations between the two countries.
Hong Kong passes a minimum wage law to help ensure that all workers earn a salary comparable to the current cost of living.
A unique exhibition of Japanese culture and history through art and other innovations is on display at the Grimaldi Forum in the Principality of Monaco.
During her visit to Israel and the Palestine's Gaza Strip for peace negotiations, the European Union High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Baroness Catherine Ashton, calls for the reopening of border crossings for the Gaza Strip.
Eco-friendly fashion designer Stella McCartney designs new casual wear to support the Meat Free Monday campaign, which raises awareness about the environmental harms of meat and the benefits of being more veg.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.